Malcolm W. Dean. Man, we're going to be declaring us some independence now.
There, yeah.
I saw him doing something. I'm going, okay, what's Michael Dean doing?
Michael Dean's getting up. You know, I own an alarm.
Look at it. It's an Indiegogo campaign. We'll talk about, you know, the reason why we did the funding center, and we put it up for a day, and then we did some beta, and Chad and I go, well, there's one thing missing. And Tiger had to do a bunch of Freedom Summit stuff, but, you know, he's back on it, and we'll have it done today, tomorrow, you know, this week, certainly before the summit. Because we wanted to demonstrate that, you know, these crowdsource funding things, man, they don't like your raising money for freedom stuff. You know, we learned that, you know, Ben Swan had a problem. We got James Babb doing GoFundMe had a problem. Because we knew, we started this a year ago. You know, we knew this was coming to where you can crowdsource fund projects that are like, we're going to hear about Michael W. Dean's project. Because when you make big, giant, oh my goodness, changes, where does the big bad guys go? Well, where's the money accumulated? You know, where's the pile of money? Where's the bank? Where's it? You know, where's it at? You know, you can't do that now. Oh, so the power of money, that's where they keep going. Is money, you know, First Amendment expression? Is money your property? Is it the expression? I don't give a crap what it is, but it's powerful and they fear it. That's why we want to control it all the time. And not how much they make and do, and it's how much you don't. Michael W. Dean is going to tell us about his project. Tell us about your project, Michael.
Hey, Ernest, it's great to be here.
Sorry, wrong button. Okay, go.
It's great to be here, Ernest. This is Michael Dean. You know, I own an alarm clock, but I've structured my life in such a way that I never really need to use it unless I'm doing your show, because it's at dark 38 to me, man. This is like night to me. This is so early.
But I get you.
You do, man. So we got a project called Free Speech Me at freespeechme.org. And you know what it's about? It's about streamlining government, Ernest. We're going to streamline government by routing around it and eliminating the need for it and eliminating its monopoly. Not the need for it. There's no need for it, but it thinks it has a need. So basically, here's the thing. All of us, everyone I know, everyone you know, we all have these websites where we just sit around and complain about the government, and we're right to do so. We just talk about tyranny all day long. But you know what? We're doing them on .com sites, .net, .org, .uk, .de. All of those are controlled by governments, and they can take them down in a second. I mean, like with guns, you can say, well, I don't register my guns, so they're not going to know where to come get them. And if they come get them, there's going to be a battle. People say that. But it's like with the internet, they don't even have to come to you. And they know you, they could just send a fax or an email and get you taken down through this organization called ICANN, which I say means I can take your website because I work for the government. So basically, some guys about 2 years ago came up with this thing called Namecoin. It's a spin-off of Bitcoin. It's not a competitor. It's an augmentation to Bitcoin. It's another decentralized, Bitcoin-type cryptocurrency that pretty much only exists to register domain names in a decentralized way. And it works, and it's great.
Can you use Bitcoin to get Namecoin?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're interchangeable.
Yeah, you can do that at Kraken or .bitter.com. A few different other places. Yeah, you can trade. I cashed out all my Bitcoin and got Namecoin, because Namecoin is actually useful other than as a currency. It's the cement that's going to build the Namecoin superhighways.
Okay, well, you know, man, you're getting all geeky on me, okay?
Well, how's this? I just registered freedomsphoenix.bit, and I'm going to give it to you for free when you're ready for it. So I have the website that cannot be, you know, you cannot get shut down by the government when they take the .com sites in a couple of years when Hillary or Christie is president. Yeah, I got it for you, man.
Thank you. You know, I got freedomsphoenix.tv, freedomsphoenix.this, freedom. And
they can all get taken down, man.
Well, I know, but a lot of guys got them for me. You know, like, they go, Ernie, you're really going to need this one. I go, okay, thank you. So once again, clean living. Okay, now this is one thing that I want to ask. Okay, let's say I go, all right, thank you. Because when I saw this, I was thinking the very same thing, because we, you know, mirror the site. They have it all. I can put the entire 7 years of freedomsphoenix.com and all the files and all the headlines and all that kind of on a freaking little SD card that I can, you know, put in my tooth. I mean, you know, I got it. But yeah. Where do you host it? Where do you serve it? Where do you put it? So if I do this, I'm going, okay, .bit. I'm going, all right. Where is it stored? Where is it accessed? Where are the servers?
Same place my .com is. Right now, my .bit, freedomfiends.bit, is just it's not even a mirror of freedomfiends.com. It points to the same files on the same server and it accesses the same files. There's three ways that governments and other criminals can take down your website. One is to only governments can do, or corporations can do through governments, where they tell ICANN, this is a bad site. And then you go to the site the next day and it says, this site has been seized by the Goon Squad of America. You know, that happens all the time. The second way they can take down, and with that, if that happened to you, you know, they can't do that with a .bit, period. The second way they can take it down is they can call your web host and say, delete his account. We don't want to host his files. If that happened with .bit, you'd be down for about a half an hour. You would just upload the files from the, you know, that little tooth drive you have in your head to like something in another country. You'd make another transaction on with the Namecoin wallet that would cost you 10 cents. And within a half hour, everybody in the world that has our Free Speech Me plugin could instantly view your site. They wouldn't even know you're down if they stepped out to brush their
now
teeth.
Let's talk about that. Oh, they just happen to have our Free Speech plugin. You know, so how many just buttons I got to push to do that?
Installing the program is about as easy. If you can use Bitcoin and a Bitcoin wallet to send and receive Bitcoin funds, this is about as hard as that. And I've written tutorials for it. I write tutorials for a living, so I'm pretty good at it. And Jeremy, the programmer, and I spent the last 10 days making the website, doing the campaign, making it smart, making it usable, giving it a good name, Free Speech Me. It used to be called something really long that sounded like a patent application, but it's not patented. It's open source. People can expand on it. I was talking to Cody Wilson, the printable gun guy, the other day. He's going to check it out and probably do it, because he probably, more than any of our friends, is probably likely to get his site seized by the government, I would say.
And, now, he's going to be at the summit this next weekend, so we're going to, you know, that's one of the things we want to talk about was dark wallet stuff and so on. Now,
well, this could help with dark wallet, too, because dark wallet, you know, it has to get from one place to another. I mean, I'm talking to him about maybe incorporating this source code into dark wallet. It's not a done deal yet, but they're going to look at it. It could help.
Okay, I still asked a question, all right? It's an add-on, you know, this add-on to be able to browse and go to the add-on. Add-on to what?
In Firefox, it's just like adding any plugin in Firefox. You just click on it, and it says, do you want to install this in Firefox? And you say, yes, please, I trust Michael Dean. And then it just – the first time you install it, it takes 5 hours to update. It has to download the blockchain. But after that, it does it in the background seamlessly. And I do want to stress that thing about the five hours, because – so many people are so excited about this that they don't read the freaking manual that we wrote, and they just go to the install, click on it, and go, hey, it's in, and then they email me and say, it doesn't work. I've gotten like 60 emails in the past 5 days, and I have to – 2 days, and I have to say, wait 5 hours, and it will work. And they're like, oh, okay, it does now, you know.
Well, 5 hours at what – I mean, I got a, you know, pretty fast, you know, like 100 megabyte download. I mean,
that might, if you got that, I'd be interested to see how long it would take on that. I mean, it would probably take maybe a half hour. I don't know. Yeah.
I go over there and I install, like, I need more installs on my freaking Firefox.
You need this install.
Am I going to use my Firefox? Can I use it for other stuff?
Yeah.
It's all crashing on me now.
No, man. Seamless, man. I'm using it for everything.
All right. When we come back, we're going to more with Michael W.D. Now, understand. See, when you start off with, I don't want to be ruled, you come up with creative solutions. Freedom Summit 2014, this February in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, these are the solutions that you get when you have a mindset that I just want to be left alone, okay? When you have a mindset that, you know, can we not use this system? Can we create our own way to communicate, way to access information that's not controlled by somebody's got a gun and a piece of paper and a fax with an embossed seal and a guy with a fine hat and says, hey, you know, flip the switch on this guy. You don't get him anymore. And you go, yeah, but we got it over here. We can move it. We can do it. And it's all ours. Next. Okay. That's better than not. But there is some infrastructure in there and kind of, and so I'm wondering, know what's on layered on, added on to what, and what I got to load up to what, and we got to what. But I get this. I want to keep this in mind. Imagine we're in an occupied country, say like America, okay? And, you know, in the past, in the other places this happened, be it, you know, Soviet Russia, you know, or, you know, Russia or China or so on, and the dissidents in Iran And they're going, oh, man, they're being bad. They're bad. And they got laws to go after them. I mean, oh, you were bad and boom, done and, you know, off to jail. Well, how do they communicate? How are they able to send this stuff out? How did, I mean, Tiananmen Square, it was fax machines. Well, we've kind of got past that. Then all of a sudden it's Twitter. You know, it's Facebook. It's why, that's why we got Haria Phoenix, you know, Arabic language Facebook in Arabic every day. So I'm going, okay, what does Americans have as an option? How do we communicate? How do we maintain our web pages? How do we not get shut down? Like, you know, whenever you become effective, they shut you down. Now, Michael W. Dean says, you know what? We have a mechanism using the blockchain, that encryption, to be able to where they can't get you. Now, this is the one thing that I saw that the blockchain can do. It eliminates the requirement to have a property list of I own this. There goes the county recorder. What if your home, your car, your this, your that, it was all, you know, using the protocol for the blockchain. It's like, yeah, this is mine. Right here, you know, that little VIN number that goes on your car, you know, that's your, you know, number that's on the blockchain. I have the password, so guess whose it is? It is mine, okay? So this is, if you do that, you can do it for anything, like web pages. So that's what they're doing. Now, they're raising money for this, but they already got it done. So I got to ask them. I go, okay, Michael, how done are you?
It's in beta, which means we have a working one. And it's a good thing.
I hit the wrong button up here. Okay, start over. How done are you?
You can probably fix that with .bit eventually. You can do a lot. I'm getting echo. I'm feeding back to me. Hello.
Yeah, no, I can hear you good. It's a lot of times we have to call you back on Skype here. Well, take your headphones off and tell me how done are you.
Okay. I am done. I mean, we're done to the point where there's a beta that works. And a lot of times betas don't work. This one works. It does not crash your browser. It works seamlessly. Sometimes you have to reboot. Sometimes you have to refresh. It's like anything. There's stuff that's not in beta. Windows works like that sometimes. But it works. It's a proof of concept. You can go use it today. And I would say that anybody who sits around complaining about the problems but doesn't go after solutions, you're really doing yourself a disservice. If you spend the next hour after this show is over on Facebook forwarding things about what the police have done today, because you could be spending that hour getting yourself off of that teat of tyranny and making a step towards this. Now, the .bit realm has been around for 2 years, but it's been run by a bunch of programmers who, like, you know, like, what is it in Office Space? Like, they can't deal with the customers or whatever. It's like, they're great people. They're brilliant. They're far more brilliant than I, but they're not evangelists or marketers, and they're not going to get on Freedom's Phoenix and yell about it like I am. So I stepped up and volunteered as kind of a cheerleader for this, because this thing's been around for 2 years. It's world changing, and there are only like 10 .bit websites, and I own 4 of them. And I actually put one up, and a lot of them are just mirrors of .com sites, which is a use of it. But I've actually made probably one of the only .bit only websites, and it's one of the more useful ones. It's KittyPix, KittyPix.bit, or .bit, KittyPix.bit. And it's just pictures of my cats, but it's like, you know what? That'll drive people to it. It's kind of cool. So I did that yesterday.
It's amazing. Cats, man.
Yeah. They drive the .com. Why shouldn't they drive the .net, the .bit, man?
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about this. If I go ahead and do this, all right, fine. You know, so do I need to get a separate computer to run the Firefox add-on?
No.
Or can I use the Firefox with this add-on and other stuff and not have to worry about it freaking pissing me off?
I'm running it on my main computer that has like my world on it. Like I put it on another computer first, and it works so well, you know, an old computer that's not hooked up to anything except, you know, I don't have any things on it. Like, this is the computer that, like, if this computer went down, I couldn't do my radio show. It controls the Comrex. It's got everything in it that I need to run my life. And I'm putting it on that computer, and it's not interfering with anything.
Okay,
it's great.
Now, I see this as a, you know, this is what happened. You know, as we're developing and we had to scale frequency, you know, it gets more and more popular. We start moving up on Alexa. We get more traffic and then we have more stuff, and it gets to where then we had to do a static front page and we're in dynamic and blah, 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 blah. And I go, you know, we keep scaling up, you know, our capacity to serve the customers. The problem is that, you know, once we get that taken care of and we kind of, you know, we're good. I'm going, you know, I need to worry about having it mirrored. Now I need, I got the site going and everything. Like you say, the more effective you get, we're kind of under the radar, you know, for a lot of people. And then all of a sudden you do Freedom Summits, you start having, you know, the Lovolution, you start having legislation that, you know, the, oh my God, leave me alone zone stuff. Or, you know, we got to stop those guys. So where do you mirror? Well, then you're just, you know, it's another one they just flip a switch and turn off. So I'm going, all right. If I were to have where you could always, 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 and you say it feeds from the same server files, that when it shuts it off, okay, fine. It's already updated and done and over there, and I didn't have to recreate and load up or nothing. It just pulled from the same server files. It's on the .bit thing. It's over there. Okay, now you can go over there. Now, it may be more cumbersome, and you have people that have to load that up, but it's there, and it's not ever going away. This is what I've been telling the audience. The reason we were so involved and so supportive of space is having our own internet, our own satellites. This week, what is it? They're launching 33 cube satellites from the space station, little bitty ones. We have Iridium has just come online, and that's been around since the late 90s. What do they do? It's now your satellite hotspot for your phone and smartphone. It's coming. The infrastructure is already there. It's just using it. How would you use it? .bit.
Yeah, and that's all controlled, and this isn't. You asked me during the break, well, this works in Firefox, but you know that's controlled by a corporation. But first of all, Firefox isn't Google. Google's motto used to be, don't be evil, you know, and then later it was, people joked that later it was evil is hard to define, and now it's Google, we build military robots. you know, Firefox isn't really like that, and the thing about Firefox, too, is that it's really elegant, it's really simple, programmers are used to working with it, and it's open source. So basically, if they did something where they quashed this in it, we would just take last week's download of it, of Netscape, put this in it, and put this up, and that would be legal, like a Netscape version of this.
Yeah, you know me. I don't care if it's legal. Okay, so yeah, that's what was my next question. I mean, can you just take that code and just, you know, call it Fred's browser?
Yeah.
Yes?
This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty in Arizona.
The Ernest Hancock Show.
Business.
Everywhere. Okay, we all
say it. Tell it, brother Ernie. Tell it.
Robert Anderson. I told Michael that we're gonna. I want to get this story out because you can understand once you hear it, and this is why. All right. This is. It's all about, man. You gotta be careful. It's, you know, we go to satellite. It's like, yeah, you know, who controls the satellite? Who has the laser cannon, ion, you know, blaster, whatever the heck, you know? You know, the China's already saying, hey, we can just take down satellites. You sure you want to play this game? We have the movie Gravity was all about everybody getting hit by satellites they've blown up. I mean, it's just satellite. It's going to be space warfare satellite, all right? Well, what if it's itty-bitty little satellite? Let's go target that smartphone. So what happens is what I went to the Consumer Electronics Show. There was a young group of college students there that had for $399, you could buy a 12 variable flight control command system for your spacecraft probe to freaking Alphys and whatever. And I'm going, amen, sister. I want to bet. So we'll be talking to them. But I tell you this. This has been going on for a long time. Motorola put up an entire constellation of satellites, 60 whatever satellites with some extra. I think it was up about 80. And there was a time where a judge was ruling that they – well, go ahead, Mr. Anderson, tell this story. You know, how do you remember this story?
Well, I first got, you know, the whole Iridium story was I had some friends that were buying stock in it. So they were like, oh, this is the next big hot thing, satellite phones, right? It's going to be off, you know, be able to phone everywhere, kind of, oh, Iridium. And then, you know, it was taking a while getting on. Cell phones were coming on. People really weren't buying the service because it was really expensive at the time. And not that many people needed to make a phone call from Kenya. So, I mean, they didn't really care and they weren't making their money. So they went bankrupt and these guys were taking a bath. And so we were really paying attention to it. And it got so bad, I believe, you know, like I say, I don't want to speak. It's, you know, I'd have to do a little more research before I definitively spoke. But I believe at one time they were being told to deorbit the satellites because they had no more money. So, I mean, they were talking about having this asset and crashing it into the oceans, like, be gone. You are done. And we were telling them, it's like, ain't no way they're going to take it. And I believe it was billions of dollars they and Motorola had put into this, that they're going to take this and just dump it in the ocean. Somebody was going to get it. And I kind of lost track of what became of it. But it'd be very interesting to see who obviously picked this asset up for a song.
Yeah, see, the thing is not so much, yeah, that's so last freaking century ago. I mean, you know, I mean, it's there. I mean, you know, you can make use of it fine. But that wasn't my point. It was that it's, they go, well, you could never, what do you mean never? They already did it. You know, I'm going, now you go on to Gizmondo, Gizmag over there, and what do they have? They have it, right, it's Iridium Go now. It's smartphone hotspot. You get Iridium. I mean, boom, done. I just went to Verizon yesterday to get a hotspot because for me to live stream, even the attempt to live stream the Freedom Summit, you know, as a pay-per-view kind of thing, we're looking into that. For me to do that, it's $250 a day just for the internet connection there at the hotel. I go, no. Okay, so I went to Verizon to get a hotspot thing, a 4G kind of whatever. That's what this Iridium thing is. You can go anywhere for anything and live stream ESPN, extreme sports in the mountains of the freaking Himalaya, whatever. Bite me. So I'm going, okay, webpage. What happens when you have an entire system that is separate from the grid using the open source of the open source? And I loaded up my open source like Michael Dean is doing. You see where we're going with this, Michael? You just kind of understand the mindset that we have.
Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons I'm really interested in this and found this guy, Jeremy Rand, who was working on this in obscurity, and I was like, let me put the blinding light of Michael Dean-ness on you. And he's like, okay. You know, he's a college student. He's like 25. He's a computer science major in Oklahoma University, University of Oklahoma, builds robots for fun and doesn't want to work for the government, which is rare for a robot builder. But basically, okay, I've always been about communicating, just like you, since I was a little kid. I wanted to be on the radio. I mean, we're in this weird phase right now. It's a window, I think, of like 2 or 3 years when Michael Dean can be on terrestrial radio. Freedom Fiends are on 19 stations right now. Free Talk Live's on 140. That's going to end in a couple of years because FCC-controlled terrestrial radio is one of the most locked-down things in the world, in America. I mean, it's basically like the FCC and satellites. And, like, satellites are basically owned by the government, even if they're private corporations. They're so controlled. And the same thing with the FCC. And, like, I'm on there every Saturday and Sunday with Nima just going, Obama, I think he's the devil. I don't really believe in the devil, but I think I might. I think that guy might be Satan. And I think Chris Christie and George Bush are Satan. You know, it's like I'm saying that on government-controlled airwaves. And that's going to get shut down in a couple years, I think. I really do. I think they're going to turn it into 24/7 of like...
No. This infrastructure needs to be set.
I'm on it. I'm on it, man. Jeremy's on it. But what we need, here's what we need. Make this happen. Okay, people need to go to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org. Download the plugin, start using it. That's step one. There's a list of the 10 websites up there. They're adding a few every day. People are into this, they're adding. Step two... Webmasters, web owners should make .bit versions pointing at their .bit, their .com files. It's really easy for a static page. It's pretty easy for like a WordPress install. It's going to be kind of hard for something like you that's basically like the Facebook of Liberty, you know, but there's people out there that can do that. And that's one of the things we're raising money for. We're raising $50,000 for more programmers. And, you know, I get 20% of whatever we raise. That's just because I'm working 19 hours a day on this.
Let me ask you this question. Way we started Freedom Phoenix on, PHP or something?
Yeah.
Raw. I mean, there was no WordPress. What's that? Okay. We did the start of this in 05. So every single itty bitty little character in Freedom Phoenix back end is original code.
Yeah.
So it runs itself. So if I bring that over, You know, of course, I got to talk to my webmaster. He's going, whoa, Ernie, I mean, whoa, man, that's like a year thing. But if I say, take these files, it's all self-doing kind of, you know, boom, plop it over there, will it work?
It will. Oh, not just plopping it. It would probably require some back end. One of the things on our list of things we're going to spend the money on is hiring somebody to write some program for web back end for various things to make it work seamlessly. What I would recommend with you for now is figure out how to use this, get the Namecoin wallet, let me transfer freedomsphoenix.bit to you, and just put up a single page site. Just, hey, this is our thing. We're working on this just to try it out. What I did with freedomfiends.com or with fiends. I actually registered fiends.bit first because someone had cyber squatted freedomfiends.bit, but it expired and I caught it and got it. So freedomfiends.com is pointing to freedomfiends.bit points to freedomfiends.com. But fiends.bit, and here's what you might do. It's a single page, but it's the magnet file of the BitTorrent torrent of every one of our episodes. Like literally, and there's people sharing those. So literally, if you had fiends.bit, you could get the first 300 episodes of the Freedom Fiends.
I'll give you a good example.
Yeah.
When we're doing some coding or funding center thing. We'll talk about your funding thing and so on. But what happened was, is I go, you know, it would go a lot faster, and I don't have this 2-second download, which is an eternity in internet world. You know, we can get 0.1 download if we make it a static page as opposed to dynamic. Dynamic means is when I go to the front page of Freedom's Phoenix, it pulls from the fields, you know, the headlines of all the head. Then it pulls the graphic. Then it pulls it. But if I do it as it creates when I do, all right, I'm done editing the front page, boom, and I hit a button, it creates like an interactive
cache. Yeah. Well, that could be fixed. That's slow.
The question, if I take that PDF interactive kind of front static page, can't I put that on the .bit thing?
And absolutely.
All it does is link right back to the, you know, the regular page when they click on it?
Absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely.
Why can't we do that?
You can.
All right, so let's do that. Waiting on you now.
Do it. You do it. You do it. Get your guys on it, man. This needs adoption.
Yeah, I get done with the summit, and then I got, you know, all kinds of other stuff coming up, and going to the Texas Bitcoin conference thing, and going to
the Texas Bitcoin Depository. Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. James Babb, Davi Barker,
John. I'm calling it the Texas Bitcoin Depository, Ernest.
The promise that was made me. And the promise, I mean, you go through school and all this, oh, yeah, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and it's all promise. The promise, well, now they don't even do that. They're going, oh, it's your turn to rule kind of thing for the young. And I'm going, but my conditioning was Merca was land of the free, brave, we're not Latin, Reagan's kind of, you know, government is the problem, and we got all these examples of, and yeah. And then it keeps going on. It's always about, like our last hour, Nick Dronius from the Goldwater Institute, is we need a constitutional convention so we can fix it and be ruled correctly. It's never about not being ruled. Those that advocate for that, like Michael Dean, you know, they go out and say, hey, man, this is how we can get off the grid. This is how we can not be ruled. This is how, you know, you get shut down. That happens all the time. When I was up at in Vegas, you know, speaking at the Passport to Freedom thing, the Nomad Capitalist deal, there's, you know, there's the boys up there. You had Berwick and Schiff and, you know, Goyette and so on. And, you know, we had a good time and everything and doing the Bitcoin at the casinos and all that kind of stuff. But one of the owners of one of the stations I used to be on, I'd screamed to him, going, look, man, you guys have to do this archiving internet, because we were doing it for mine and Charles' show. And all of a sudden, boom, you get 20,000 downloads in a day on some, you know, big guy. They go, ooh, you're up to 5,000, 10,000 listeners. Oh, man, this is great. Our rate. Yo, you showed up on the Arba Whatron thing. You know, woo. I'm going, are you kidding me? I had four times that. Just download the show. How many libertarians you think are on, you know, the air back then? You know, and they're going, they didn't get it. Now he comes up and he says, I get it. I understand what you were talking about. And I go, well, we, you know, we might be able to help you out. But they're thinking that Terran Radio is going away. There's, how long can it hold? And I go, well, you know, there's always going to be, you know, some value. And he goes, it's the cars. When they start putting in all this satellite and doing kind of what, are they even going to include AM? I mean, you know, it's just like analog TVs. All of a sudden they went to digital and said, yep, nope, next. UHF is used for 60-mile radius of broadband kind of internet stuff now for cities that'll start to mesh. They'll start to go off the ground. The future is entirely different than what's going on now. And guys like Bob and I have seen this. We were young revolutionary activists in the early 90s, and what were they doing? Madonna.com, U-Haul.com, FedEx.com, and then selling and doing. Well, you know, what's Michael W. Dean doing? He already did it with Freedom's Phoenix. You know, what's he going to do with all that, Michael?
I mean, this thing is so far ahead of the curve, and it shouldn't be. Like, I don't want this to be exciting. I want this to be commonplace and boring. That's my goal. But it's like, this is so far ahead of it. I registered, like, not just freedomphoenix.bit, but, like, wired.bit and boingboing.bit. And I contacted Boing Boing, and I was like, hey, I've got it. I'll give it to you whenever you want it. And by the way, do you want to blog about that? And these guys, these are the guys that were, like, the cutting edge main. They were, like, the Time magazine of the internet in 96 to 2003 or something. And they're still incredibly popular, but they're, like, I don't know. We'll look at it, but I don't know. And you know, then they post something about the new iPhone and how great it is. iPhone is a jail, man. The iPhone keeps you in prison, man. And that's like, people are so into doing what's easy on the internet. I mean, what we really need, like, this is a new beginning here. You know, if you go to this website and download this thing from freespeechme.org, get the Free Speech Me plugin, start looking at .bit sites, start setting up .bit sites, and then get the programmers involved and start building, you know, the equivalent of Facebook, something that's scrawling on .bit that it doesn't act like Facebook, like your dad and the government and your priest and your mother standing over you with a ruler.
Yeah, really.
That's what we need to do. And it's like, it's a long ways to go, but I'm like, hey, man, we have it here today. This is not theoretical.
I got some questions. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
W. Dean, how much of a coder are you? I mean, how do you know that it's safe, secure, and open, and I don't got to worry about it?
I'm not a coder, but it's been run by a bunch of coders I know. It's open source. They can open it up and look under the hood. It's free software, open source.
So this is, you know, that's one thing for me. Trust Michael. Okay, I trust Michael. How much do you know? Well, I trust these other guys. Well, now I'm trusting other guys. Okay. So I mean, at least it's open source and we got enough libertarian Uber geeks to, you know, be able to check.
I want everyone who's an Uber geek to go there right now and look at the source code and take it apart and look for problems. There aren't any, but if you find any, we'd like to hear about them. There's certainly not any backdoors or spyware or anything like that in it.
It's what this represents. It represents an escape hatch. It represents another place. It represents, while they're doing the memory hole taking and stripping that we have personal experience with, old stuff that was up there that we do. When that used to be, you don't even Google didn't have cache sites anymore. You got to go to the memory hole that has a memory hole. I mean, I'm going, when memoryhole.com has a memory hole, you know you got issues. So I'm going to Wayback Machine. That doesn't go as way back as it used to. I mean, it's amazing what's happening. So I see this as an option. But I got to ask this question. Your Indiegogo campaign that you did, I mean, you know, what we were off air, you were talking about the Ben Swan example. Tell that real quick.
Well, there's different types of cyber funding, cyber begging, as I call it. You know, there's the winner take all or the winner take nothing. I don't know what they're called. There's two or three different models. And like Kickstarter is basically, you know, Ben Swan, and I do have benswan.bit, by the way, and I wrote him and said, hey, you want it? And he didn't write it back. He has to go talk about Bitcoin and how great it is. I really hope that, like, when I heard the list of people speaking at the Texas Bitcoin Depository event next week, I was like, I've talked to 7 of those cats about this, and they sounded interested. I hope one of them says it from the podium. But they really should, man, because Bitcoin is basically, it's great, but it's basically like commonplace now, man. This is the new thing, and I want this to be commonplace and boring. I really do.
Okay, this is the deal. They're coming, some of the guys, we did a cross-promotion thing for the Freedom Summit and for the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which includes, I put up, you know, banners and pass out stuff and everything. Maybe you give me a little something pass out, I'll throw it in the bag.
Or just have me on Skype video in the little, like, lounge where people go to, like, get chill out when they're on too much ecstasy.
If I don't get to speak, I'm not advocating for you to speak.
I know, okay. No, man, but somebody should mention it there, really, because it's the thing.
I'm giving you an option here. So the thing is about, you know, these crowdsource funding, before we run out of time, what I wanted to talk about is the reason that we started the funding center on Freedom's Phoenix and we're developing and, you know, fine-tuning a beta and all that was because I could see what was happening. When, you know, what was the experience with Kickstarter, I think it was, with Ben Swan? What happened to
him? Well, in Cody Wilson, the printable gun guy, got kicked off Indiegogo because he was doing guns. He's actually back on Indiegogo with his new thing, which is a Bitcoin wallet thing. Special mixes everyone together so you can't see who is doing what wallet, dark wallet. And since he went back to Indiegogo, I looked at it and went to it. You know, he's what he does, I'll do. It makes sense, man. He's done really well with everything. So, but Ben Swan went on Kickstarter. We're like, you know, he tried to raise $1.25 million. He raised $700,000 and didn't get a cent of it. And none of the donations came out because that's how Kickstarter works. So Indiegogo and Kickstarter have their problems, and your thing will solve that.
You know, the biggest thing, I'll tell you what's unique about what we did. We don't get a cut. When you get the donation, an email goes to the person that got the donation and to the person that made the donation, said, transaction's done, you know, peace out. Now, just a good karma, a little something, something for the home team here. You know, you might want to send something to Freedom, make it voluntary.
Yeah.
That makes it to where there's no, you know, consolidation of money for the man to come shut down. And it also makes it to where I don't get involved in all your crap. I don't care. You know, the thing is, I just wanted to be able, because I was thinking that the authoritarian sociopathy project of Davy Barker, and I'm going, where would he go for something like this? And of course, so we do this kind of, everything has to be off the grid. We have to start thinking about, we're not building a freedom-oriented society, a voluntarist next, on their status.
Yeah, exactly.
Off system. It's just stupid.
It is. That's why we need .bit, and people should go to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org. You know, I got turned down by Kickstarter, too, for something you would not turn down for your new site. I tried to start a with my Mark Edge had this idea for Bearcat buybacks. You know, they do gun buybacks. I was going to raise money to buy back, to give a $5 Walmart gift certificate to anyone who'd bring me a Bearcat. But Kickstarter said, no, this violates our terms of service. But you wouldn't say that.
That's awesome. We do a Bearcat buyback. You know, see, this is the point that I'm making. This is why I wanted to have Michael on, because I knew that he would say his website more than enough times I didn't have to.
Freespeechme.org.
Okay. Now, you go there, and they put Free Speech Me Indiegogo, and you'll see it. Now, we have, Donna has it up, right, on the archive for them to go to the, his, yeah, she's got the video up, the links to everything, freedomsphoenix.com, the Declare Your Independence show, all that information is right there for Michael W. Dean. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yep, thank you. It's been an honor.